kind of covers everybody. Yeah. Are lonely at the top. Like, that's my own
millennia.
Don't worry, for our next break, I'll tell my producer to play Marvel by Escaladizi by Marvel.
Yeah.
Play your body.
Okay. Play what again?
Body.
They say play body by who?
CK and Marvel.
Okay. These are Gen Z songs that I don't even think I know. Well, okay. We're going to go into the game segment on the show.
Okay.
Just for a bit of break. So I'm going to spelling words backwards.
Oh. Huh. I can't even spell them frontwards.
Like this task spelling give us now.
Can I use AI?
I won't use AI right now though.
I think I wanted to shade was Daniel, but I didn't even know that every one of you will be affected. Daniel uses AI for spelling now.
I never get to spell words correctly normally.
This is so funny. Okay. Well, don't worry, we'll not be spelling like very long words, okay? Everybody should drop their phone right now. Okay. I can see you guys up in ChatGPT. No, we're not using that on the show.
Can we use Grok?
No.
Gemini.
No.
Manos.
Claude.
Copilot. No. Top 9. You're not using any. We're just going to spell simple words, backwards. Okay. Starting with goodness.
Okay.
Spell engaging backwards.
You missed it when you said A. Exactly. Yeah, you know good, man.
You did very well, Sha.
You tried.
I'll give 80%.
He's going to sing too.
Moyo. Okay. Daniel.
Yes.
Your word is. Oh, Daniel is trying to use AI.
Ah, no, I'm not. I'm just.
Reflective.
Yes.
Your word is reflective.
Reflective?
Yes.
Okay. So spelling reflective backwards. Okay. Reflective. Reflective.
Let's clap for you.
The net.
That is impressive. I'm impressed actually. I'm actually impressed. Got it. So let's go to Moyo that wants everybody to sing. Who knows, maybe you'll be singing on the show for us today too. Spell confidence backwards.
I should spell confidence, but too many C's inside that confidence. ECNEDIFNOC.
I feel like it was too. It was too simple. Yeah.
I didn't charge GPT to verify our answers, right?
No!
I was seeing white and black.
The confidence! I'm using it to see if you got it from the back.
I know, you know what, to be fair, she's utilizing it though. That's why I want to see, you know.
She's
been effective.
Yes, yeah. I'm effective. Why are you trying to shave me? Goodness, it's not very nice. Okay. Can I ask a random question? Will you delete social media for £10,000?
Yes.
I mean, social media and all AI apps as well.
No, come on. No.
So, Daniel, you can live without social media. You don't want to promote your business. You don't want to...
Ask goodness.
Are you not there? Did you disappear from the room?
Ask goodness. I would actually delete mine.
Would you delete your social media?
Yeah, I think Moya would delete his for a week and download it back, but...
Just for a week.
Me myself, I don't think I'll delete social media for one.
For £10,000.
Like
forever.
Yes.
I'll delete it though.
Yeah. No, I won't delete social media for £10,000.
No, I can't delete it though. No. Like
my LLM in the terminal.
No, and Moyo, you can't delete social media for £10,000. We share ideas on social media, bro. What are you doing?
You know, you communicate with people too.
I'll call you now.
So when I send you reels or carousels,
how many
of
the reels have you sent me that have I opened?
You open them nowadays. I think
like,
you're getting
I just like, can we not like
Okay. He will not like.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Thank but me, I won't delete my social media though.
Right.
The guys, now. They're not putting me in.
Moyo does not really send you guys. You know.
Apparently, we don't send him to.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to go deep in. Yeah. Daniel's like, we're on air.
Yes, on air. You guys are on air. Yeah. You guys should please relax. But you guys will not delete your social media. So you would, you won't, and you won't, but Moyo will.
Apparently.
Yeah, he has two heads.
I will, because...
You would delete your social media for £10,000.
Yes, I'll call everybody I need to call. I just need to call.
Like, we're talking about £10,000.
Yeah, if 10, it's for a week, why not?
No, you said for life, though.
If it's for life, why not?
£10,000.
Guys, do you know that?
Like, £10,000.
I know how much £10,000 is. It's not. It's just social media. What do I want to use it for?
You run a business, tipsy, though.
Yeah. It's just £10,000.
You run a business, though.
I'll call everybody on my phone. I'll take flyers to town, please.
Thank you. Now we are not beefing each other again.
Oh, me and Oya.
I'm about to say something though.
Oya says.
What do you mean? You mean Tolu is not talk and do or what?
Because it's not possible for you to just delete social media.
These people are putting me on the spot.
This is my show.
Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Baby, shake your body. Baby, move your body. It could do one side, it could just stay rock, it could just stay Traboski. Our bodies touch, my money is long, my team is long. Follow me after the party to where you belong. I want to show you what you never seen before. Body, no send anybody. Baby, move your body, no send anybody.
Kilo, give me that so you arrest me. Without the smoke, us pull up, this your backy. It's in jail, this your backy. Say no, canna, this your backup part, you die me. But I say, walk, touch your body, put it up. Now I want your body, I want my cut. Cut so, baby, cut so. I want wash face, I want fast face, I want drop your body. Nobody not his fight, nobody not his price. No, 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 Dolly, Traboski, Swagger. No, Dolly, Traboski. I know I, she know I. Say she got a boyfriend, me I got a girlfriend. But I want your number, I want the bumper. No, Dolly, Traboski, Swaggerski. No, Dolly, Traboski.
London. I better pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I don't need gather my phones. Me and my guys, they on soft. If you they hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your love. Yo, I'm dripping. Blue water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me.
Share money for my guys like I've been biscuits. We lit it. Push your fees on low key. Don't play with me, I do this. I no get competition. My enemy na saba. Say na saba. Now I gotta. Cause I no feel lose guy. Really matter, men steam out, inshallah. Start to the band. Keep my head up, people do say sometimes it seems very hard. I'm on me, my dream be my pocket filled with green salad. MIA, me, I can give you my AT&T, man. No time for beefing anybody, no be waiting, bring me, come here. Yeah. I know life's best. Better pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my phones. Me and my guys, they on salt. If you dey hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your turn. Oh, yeah, oh, I'm dripping. Belly water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls know only me. Share money for my guys like I be in this case. We lit it. Push your peace on low key. Don't play with me, I do this. I do this. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. No love, no love. No matter what you do, people them all too tough. Even if you say you want this money, you want this. If you say I don't want you, it's in my control. I say now you're bored. I'm in your guys eye before you stumble. I'm on me, go high before he goes off. Universe, no life for us. Take your time, brother, me no rush. I better pass me my cup. I just want to have fun. I know I worry too much. I know I worry too much. I don't need God at my phones. Me and my guys, they on soft. If you dey hate, it no be my fault. Better wait for your turn. Oh, yeah, oh, I'm dripping. Oh, Belly water, Fiji. Balenciaga, Ricky. Girls, no one leave me. Share money for my guys like I beam this case. We lazy. Push your peace on low key. Don't play with me, I do this.
You're still here with me on Saturday Breakfast Show, and I'm here with Goodness, Moyo and Danielle. And today we are deciding Gen Z, the generation that said, no, we will not suffer in silence. In terms of everything, in fact, in terms of relationship as well. We want peace, we want money, we want therapy, and we want self-life with Wi-Fi. But is that realistic? Like, having peace, having money, having self-life, Wi-Fi, having everything you want, basically, that working for it. That's why I asked if you guys are lazy or if you guys are advancing knowledge.
Yeah, I think it's possible, and it's something people will keep working towards, even the best of us right now. I think I was having a conversation with a man that owns a care home here in the UK, and he mentioned, trust me, everybody's looking for the same thing. People that have money now are looking for a way to save time, and people that have time are looking for money, and the balance is when you have time and money. So yeah.
So, like, honestly, for me, I believe that, like so, can I just quote somebody that's you know what, like someone that's very popular CEO that's died, obviously Steve Jobs, the owner of Apple before. Obviously, he said one thing that, you know, God has designed is death. Yeah, you know, death is something that nobody wants. Even the people that are sure that they want to go to heaven, they want to die, right? So every time that, like, you wake up, you always wake up with purpose. So I feel like you have to. I feel like getting the good things in life are very, very possible by you just, if you want it badly, go for it. Yeah, to be honest, so enough. If you want to, you go for it.
Do you guys believe in the fake it and you make it syndrome?
No. You have to put in the work,
working,
you know.
Yeah,
that's what the work
for the things you want, basically.
Like, oh, I know I want this life and I have to work towards
it.
So you guys believe in progress?
Yeah,
yes.
Because I've heard a lot of Gen Z that say, they want to jump ladders. They don't want to, like, walk towards it. They want to, like, jump ladders.
Probably not your typical Gen.
Yeah, exactly. Probably maybe it's a term called Yahoo Boys or something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, yeah. But right now, grand.
So So I have a question for you guys, but I'll be asking all your first. So being a young guy growing up in Nigeria, finally relocated to the UK, has that helped in like transition, like expanding your knowledge as regards AI or your usage as regards AI technology in any way?
I'd say,
or even growth?
I'd say yes. In terms of AI, yes and no, but in terms of growth, I'd say very well, because since I came in, I've actually been exposed to like a lot of things, like quite a number of things in terms of like advancing my career, you know, what I can do here and then take it back to Nigeria, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to go back and actually establish something. So in terms of AI, I'd say yes and no, because I've always been using AI since Nige. I've always been a techie since Nige, so it's more like now I'm just getting good network, stable network to actually use AI properly now. And that's it basically.
Goodness. Have you think AI has helped in any way, advanced your knowledge?
Yeah, of course. And just to repeat your question and then so I get it right, has me moving to the UK actually affected the intensity at which I use AI?
Yeah, as in, like, maybe it has helped in understanding better how to use AI, effective, like, usage of AI.
Yeah, I would say the industry has made me use AI better. And the industry in terms of, when I was in Nigeria, trust me, I've been into like the digital space for quite a while, and it's easy to close deals back in Nigeria. You say one or two things, because they don't have that much knowledge, they see you as the I am mighty and you're able to close that deal. But moving here in the UK, you need proof, you need structure in your business. And trust me, one of the things that has helped me personally to do that and structure the whole business thing is AI itself. So I think the industry itself pushed me, it stretched me, and now even going back to Nigeria, trust me, the game they're playing in terms of marketing in Nigeria compared to, let me say, the UK, US is very different. Trust me, is a whole different ball game when you look at it. Nigeria is more of the marketing is plain and direct.
Mm-hmm.
The back-end structure is not as tight as you'd have it here in the UK. So utilizing AI, coming to the UK has helped me utilize AI more. And in terms of what Moya also said, network light, it's easy to
wake up by 4 a.m.
and start brainstorming, start working. You don't need to charge, like,
okay.
So if I feel like more people have knowledge of AI here than in Nigeria. You said it was easy to convince people in Nigeria to close the deal. Mm-hmm. I think, has that been challenging anyway? In terms of trying to get client and...
Yes, it does. It's up and down already. There are some clients that, they are not as knowledgeable to understand exactly what you do, and your job at the end of the day is to make them understand. So it's not their fault. It's your fault for not making them understand at the end of the day.
Okay. Do you have anything to say as regards this question?
Yeah, Daniel? So just quick segue. I have light and internet from where I come from, Nigeria. Yeah. I do have those things. So those people that
were saying I live in an estate as well, relax.
I do have that. Right, but yes, I think I'll agree to some extent that, you know, when I came here, I think I've utilized AI a lot more when I came here, especially when it comes to personal growth. Yeah. In Nigeria, I've always, like, since birth, I've always been a hustler, you know. But when I came here, they intensified more. And that led to me going to learn more things, especially new AI tools and things like that. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, especially when you're coming here as an immigrant, so it's quite hard to, you know, adapt at first. But, yeah, it's really intensified my uses of AI.
So you guys would agree that AI is, well, looking at it from your three of you perspective, would you say AI costs more good than harm? Because I feel like there's a disadvantage to usage of AI.
I think it takes back us to what we said at the beginning, whereby you just have to have basic of what you're trying to use AI for, right? Because you actually just can't go on AI, go to AI and then just ask it random things and you expect it to give you. You need to tailor your questions or whatever your research to what you actually know already, and then it enhances your it enhances the results you're looking for and things like that.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, I believe that AI does, in my belief, it does more good than bad. And the thing is that I believe that people should not view AI as something that is bad. You know, the more you view it as something that is bad, you know, the more you think of it as a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like me, well, I like to utilize it. So I look at it from a good perspective. Obviously, it has ups and downs. We have scammers that use, you know, deep faking, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like things like that to do things well. I believe that it's really made companies all around the world to even be more effective. Recently, the former CEO, I think his name is Jack. I forgot the name of the company that he runs. But
Block.
Yeah. Yesterday, he had 10K employees.
Now
he only has 4K.
6K, no, 6K.
He dropped about 6,000 of them.
What?
Right? And yeah, so people think of that as a bad thing, but he's being effective for his business, you know. So, yeah.
So, will you guys, do you want to say something, Goodness, before we move forward?
Yeah, I think to not be biased, AI is as much bad as it is good right now. Because when you look at it, looking at how everybody is trying to just, let me say, be the winner in the AI race. We're looking at the big companies when we're talking about OpenAI, Google, X with Elon Musk and things like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just aggressively pushing or shipping, if that makes sense. And it just boils back to the ethical side of things. There's something that came out with Claw Code. Is it Clawbot?
Yeah.
And like, it's literally running your computer for you, and everybody's just like jumped into it before they even understood what it was. A lot of personal information was put online already before you even know how to like tame it. Now you have to buy an external, what do they call the MacBook?
Mac Mini.
Yeah, yeah, you have to get like a Mac Mini to install it. Now we have Perplexity putting it inside. Like, all these things are moving fast, and it is of disadvantage to those people that don't understand it right now. Then also, how far can we go? I'm seeing Chinese people training robots. Are they going to be beating us when
like, I went to a Chinese restaurant and it was the robot that brought the food for me and everything. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
and
that's quite simple you. Now. Like, yes, like the one serving you food. Like, I'm seeing Chinese robot actually fighting corn. Like, I'm serious. They're moving their hands, their legs, and they're ready to fight.
So that's to replace you.
The robots might even be a personal trainer. Who knows? Yeah. All those things, yeah. So
I mean, I know a lot of girls that have used ChatGPT for skincare routine.
Yeah,
like, I have they'll take a picture of their face. I have a dry skin. What can I use? I've got acne. What can I use? What product to buy? I want a cheap product within the range of this and this. What can I buy? And some says it works. So they've been using the products and hydrating, and it works. As long run, I feel like it depends on how you use it and your mindset as a person as well. Would you prefer multiple streams of income or one stable job?
Multiple stream of income.
How do you manage that, like, day-to-day life and trying to still socialize, trying to still build a family? I don't know if you guys believe in, like, having a family, like,
we do. I mean, we're not that bad.
I'm not saying you're bad, but...
Moya, don't you?
Yeah, I do believe. Yeah, I believe.
Don't you believe, Moya?
I do.
I mean, don't sound in 1 year.
I know they said you're a playboy. Eh?
I'm not a playboy.
Oh, he's saying it seriously now. He's saying he's not a playboy, but
he has to say that on air, though.
He has to say that on air. Yeah,
you guys are not serious.
Do you believe in having a family?
Yeah, definitely.
You believe?
I would love to grow with like kids.
Oh,
and a wife.
I hope so.
Take them to play in the park.
Walk them down the river, you know.
River.
Like, come on, like calm down.
He's joking.
That's like a movie scene already.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like that to me. So, multiple streams of income. You guys said you prefer multiple streams of income to a one stable job. So, how do you juggle that with socializing, day-to-day activities?
So, when I say multiple stream of income, for myself, I'm not talking for anyone else right now. It's more like systemizing things for yourself.
Okay.
Business is all about building different systems, then repeating what works. So we're testing the ground. We're saying, oh, let's build this system. Let's see how we actually attract. And any system that actually makes you money, the best thing to do is to just repeat and repeat and repeat. And you repeat it to an extent where it is no longer work for you. It runs on autopilot. Then you can now focus on other things and like get another business and run it on autopilot. And when most of your business are running on autopilot, you have time for yourself, you have time for your family, what you really want to do in life, basically. So that's how I say it.
That sounds calm.
That was exactly my answer
too. So in terms of multiple streams of income, it's not you working for somebody else, it's you creating businesses for yourself.
Yeah.
So you're working for yourself.
Yeah. Then making the AI to actually be the workers as well.
And
like, we just got to, how many extra employees do we have at Clannor right now? I know we have
five. I got two extra.
Yeah, so we
so
just got Claude
AI.
Code. Yeah, we got Claude Code and we got Cursor. So those are.
Now I'm adding a third one, Codex.
So their AI is basically working for you guys.
Right now.
I mean, it just makes sense. So you don't have to pay them.
Yeah. No, we pay subscription.
Subscription is not like paying human like salary.
Yeah.
That makes
sense.
So
Claude Code is your senior developer right now, yeah?
Yeah.
Then Cursor is the junior developer. So what will Codex be doing?
Codex, I don't know yet. It's probably going to be working hand in hand. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Wow, so the thing is that...
basically, I just write architectures now and then logics for any application I'm building.
That's good. Things that take millennia, like 15 years to do or to achieve, like build your house and whatever, it's taking you guys what? Because you've got technology to do it. So like, where do you guys see yourself in 5 years?
Where do I see myself in 5 years? That's quite exciting though. For myself, I want to have grown Clannor, because right now Clannor is a part of my life, so say anything.
Sorry to cut you, but you know, in 5 years you'll be the millennial now, or like of this time, like
now
in 5 years.
I'll be the Gen Z, then there'll be Gen Alpha.
But they will see you as the millennials. Do you guys
see
millennials?
They already see
now.
Us. They already see us as that. They see us as not cool.
But the thing is that they're not even loud enough though. Like I've not seen their presence too much.
I felt Gen Z more. The Soros okay vibe. We are not suffering in silence. I think I did actually feel you guys more. So in 5 years you would.
Yeah. So right now, Clannor is a lot part of me right now, and in 5 years I'll like Clannor to be running on autopilot, as I mentioned before, and basically having a personal life of my own, maybe having kids.
5 years maybe.
Yeah, in 5 years.
Be an uncle in 5 years. What do you mean maybe?
Yeah, like I can be an uncle, not be a father yet, but yeah, like in 5 years I'm looking to be a father. All things being equal, at the end of the day we trust in God. In God we trust.
What about you, Moyo, in 5 years?
In 5 years, I think I see myself actually providing solutions to like businesses, majorly working as a consultant at that time, right? And then like just helping every person grow with technology, because I'm literally technology myself, if that makes more sense.
So you'd rather share knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. Just basically that. I don't know about the old father kids thingy yet, but hopefully, sure.
Bro is not just interested in having a family.
I'm interested, but it's just.
It's not certain.
I've not thought about it.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. That's fair.
How old did you be in 5 years, Moya? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Your friends are ready to scrutinize.
Like, do you get?
How old will you be in 5 years?
Do you get?
Oh, gosh.
So, about you?
In 5 years, I still see myself, fortunately, building cool stuff. I'm going to build till I die. Right,
okay.
And then also I see myself, you know, having an empire of people that just like to build stuff also.
Ooh, okay.
And you know, helping people like build themselves up from their skills, you know, getting hired in places, bringing their skills to life. You know, I'm a big believer of people in Africa, to be honest. We are very, very smart people, right? I won't apologize for that. And I believe there are so many talents that are yet to be discovered. So me, I'm just somebody that I need to just create that space for people to come and bring in their ideas, build stuff, invest in them, because by God's grace, I'm going to get a lot of money.
Okay.
But yeah, so...
money.
So, yeah. So that's just me. I'll just keep on building and just enjoying life. And also, like, have like 3 children by then. Oh, yeah. I'm going to 10 if my wife allows me though.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's talking about children right now.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
Yeah. Talking about children, can I ask him a question though? How many women would be
exactly? I was going to ask you, like, the first child is going to be from which woman, which country, which tribe?
Now, you see, the problem in that question now is that you're not meant to ask me that question because it's just one human being and one woman. I don't know about you guys, but don't worry.
So
about
you want to put one woman through three?
Oh, no, I mean, like I said, if she allows me, do you understand? If she allows me.
Scratch the ten yeah. you're going to. Yeah. We're talking about in 5 years' time. You said three kids.
I'm not joking about that, though.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
It was right to ask you that question.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's
is it three at once?
Yeah, so the thing is that however you think about it, but the three will come. Do you understand?
Wow.
However it's coming, it's going
to
come.
Very good you have responded to that.
It's to come.
Okay. So when I comes from three women, when I comes from... When
I mean,
comes
it
one,
depends on what you're thinking, right? Okay. But the three will come.
Wow. Your life wants to be like...
But like the three will come.
So you want to have a family with three kids in 5 years and build an empire?
Well, 10 if I'm allowed.
Share
but yeah,
knowledge. In 5 years that's not possible. Yeah. 10 if you're allowed.
Yeah,
from five women. From
who says
women.
I can't get? Who says I can't get three children in 5 years? I can prove you wrong though.
I'm not. I'm not. In 5 years. With, I mean, I'm a woman.
No,
I'm
no,
not.
No, afraid. Not afraid of.
I'm not arguing with you.
But,
right. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. So before we go on another musical break, I want to ask a question. So how old do you think I have to be to qualify to be a Gen Z?
That's a very strong question, right?
Yeah, like,
I don't think it's already obvious. Like, we've got the age thing already for each generation. I think millennial stops at 1996 or something. So
1996?
If you're not born from 1997 to 2012, I don't think you should consider yourself a Gen Z. You can just try to be
saying
like...
Saying that with so much shame in his eyes, I can see
you can
like,
just try to be like us.
Oh, 1997 to 2012.
You guys agree?
Yeah, I agree. It's just like, when you look at things, before I answer that question, something has just been roaming in my mind, and I have to ask Daniel, would the three kids be from the same ethnicity or different tribes or different ethnicity?
Honestly, right... The main bone of contention here is that they will come. I don't know how you assume they will come, but I know in my mind how they will come, right? And I'm not here to tell you that. Do you understand? I'm just talking about technology and the advancement of AI.
Perfect.
Right.
AI involved
exactly.
These three kids you're
about. So, my three kids will come. Yeah? Is that okay?
Daniel, is AI involved in the way the three kids will come by?
Honestly.
Yeah, you'll make the money too. Yeah. You make the money too.
Don't worry. Kids, right? They will come. The main thing is that you will see them. That's it.
I just find it weird that somebody who is born in 2010 and somebody who is born in 1997 are in the same category. I find it really weird. Because if I'm 28 years old or 27 years old and you are 15... Well, both Gen Z.
Yeah, apparently. But I don't really send.
That's why we have the older Gen Z and the younger Gen Z.
Yeah.
You post this split into two. Why now?
Yes, us, we are the middle, we are the normal, sorry.
Like, we are the normal Gen Z.
Okay, yes, we are the normal ones. I wanted to use that word.
Like,
we are
not
like,
too old and we are not too young. Too,
yeah, exactly. We are not too young.
Yeah. What you said.
Imagine 15-year-old comes to tell me that I'm the same as you. Who are you?
Sorry. There is beef. Okay. There is beef. Well, we'll go on a short musical break now. If you're listening to the show, I hope you're enjoying. As I'm enjoying myself in the studio, I've laughed so much this morning. And I'm here with Goodness, Daniel, and Moyo. And it's been like very interesting, very fun in the studio this morning. If you are just tuning in, you're wrong now. What have you been doing since 9 o'clock? Stay locked in. We'll go on a short musical break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Received, oh, now you want me back. I know the procedure. would you still want me if I didn't have it all? You could have had it with me, but instead you gave it up. Tell me, when is it gonna get through to you? Everybody needs somebody, but I can't be a fool. When they ask you questions about me, tell them how we could have gone places, but you were too impatient.
Now this way they make man see ya. And me I understand, say your dad know like me rara. See me I won't make it, no say me there for you cara. And if not the price be that, I feel like to see ya. I never traded you for nothing.
This love will make
me the jackpot shit.
Without you, I'm not free to love.
Without you, I'm not gonna tell me when this all been gone, been gone. I never treated you, baby. This love will make me the jackpot. No, no.
I'm not gonna tell you what's all been gone. I'm not gonna take you there, yeah. I'm not gonna want to make you. Baby, I feel like make you. Oh, baby, oh, no, no, no.
Okay, so what's the beginning of the song? Guys, welcome back. Welcome back on the show. This is still Saturday Breakfast Show with Tipsy, and they want me to really sing. And I don't know what to sing. I have no idea. Goodness, and Daniel and Moyo, especially Moyo in cap case, wants me to sing. I know.
You said cap
case.
Okay.
Not cap case. Guys, what do I sing? If you tell me a song, I'll sing it now. Let's just move past this. I'm tired.
Okay, Sing For You by Davido.
What?
Oh, my ego now for you.
Oh, he's already singing it for me. Bless him.
Oh, my. Sorry, go on.
I don't know the song. Oh, my rabba now for you.
Yes, that's it.
But what me now for you? Yeah. I'm for you. I sound go, period.
Nice.
Moyo, does that pass?
Yeah. Why are you asking him for validation?
Yeah, because he's the one that really wanted me to sing.
The guy aura will just the increase.
Okay, we ignore you now after this. So your aura is increasing.
My aura is still there.
It's still there, baby.
You're supposed to talk calm, like, you're spoiling.
Yeah, like, why they spoil the aura? Yeah.
Sorry, oh, I did not learn all these things.
No, it's not you, it's him.
Okay, so I'll be reading, like, we're talking about Gen Z slangs now. And I'll be reading, like, some slangs that you tell me if it's Gen Z or millennial. I know you guys are, like, proud Gen Z. Not the Gen Z that we actually know. Because you people are just different in your own way. So, it's giving. It's a slang.
Yeah, everybody knows it's giving. It's bro. Giving. Like, it's giving. Like,
is it for Gen Z or nice. Millennial? Is it for Gen Z or millennial? Is it?
I think it's for Gen Z. To be fair.
What about Clock It?
Gen Z.
Maybe Smarty Clock It.
I think Clock It is all the way to Gen Alpha as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think those guys were the actual one that started Clock It.
Yeah. Kind of childish.
What about YOLO?
YOLO.
You only live once.
I think that's millennial. Like
right. But that one, you have to study dictionary to understand it. So it sounds millennial a little bit.
Wow. Ouch. What about Delulu is the Solulu?
I've never heard that before in my life.
Guys, do you think it's millennial, all these baby bloomers?
Like
maybe my dad kind of said.
Delulu is the Solulu.
Wow.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Adulting is hard.
I think it's more of a Gen Z thing because now Gen Z kids became adult and they start feeling like they've arrived. And when you now look at people that have actually now given birth and they are actually your parents, what do they say about adulthood? So yeah,
it's fair enough. Yeah, what about On Fleek makeup? Oh girl, your makeup is so on fleek.
Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
Years now.
Is it Gen Z or is it? I think On Fleek has existed like for the longest.
Yeah, I think On Fleek, Daniel would answer that one.
Yeah, exactly. Like
how now?
Why? I've heard it now.
Yeah, I've heard it now. Yeah,
is it like Gen Z or millennial?
I think Gen Z is Gen Z actually. To be fair,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's millennial actually.
I think I learned it today.
Yeah, Simone agrees. What about main character energy?
Ah, The person is even here.
Which one is me? Which one be able to? That you understand?
Yeah, like the person done day already. We really should have made character energy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Ready. You guys are beefing somebody in the studio.
Yeah, literally.
What about King Aura? Is it Gen Z or Millennial?
That one are Gen Z now.
Aura King.
King of Auras.
Okay, so you guys have to give us like more like Gen Z slang, because some things I've said that you said you've never heard it before. You said it's millennial. So what are like the Gen Z slang?
So one of the Gen Z Gen Alpha slang is one that Daniel likes so much, and is the 6-7.
Ah, no, wrong. I don't say that too. Excuse me, I do not say that.
Daniel was 6-7 though.
I should ask you the question because I don't know what 6-7. I think it's just a number. Can you explain further, please?
So you guys,
you're trying to push back or what?
You said let's since we're talking about slangs now, you said you wanted Escaladizi, that it was a Gen Z song, Gabby. So what does Escaladizi mean?
I swear, God, no idea.
But you wanted the song
because
you
I said just, it was a Gen Z song. Beat.
So you like only the beat of the song?
I didn't understand the single thing my bro was saying.
I think it's a car.
Escaladizi is a car.
Be like, say like car.
Oh, is because that what they say at the back of my
Escaladizi? So like you were saying like hot boxing at the back of the Escaladizi
So it's a car.
Yeah,
goodness is all of a sudden quiet.
No, I just learned a lot of new things when I'm with these Gen Z boys. So
like we the
Oh my god. So any other slangs that you think we should know? For Gen Z, I know this clock is like very. I hear it like almost every day. Oh, clocky girl. I'm like, okay, clocky.
So the thing is that like I can't even think of this. Like when I'm talking, it just comes out. Like.
So I noticed that some people when they talk, they say bet. In fact, to be fair, I think I've been saying
bet.
It too.
Like, oh yeah,
you bet. And also, I hear you.
Offers.
What is I hear you?
Yeah.
Offers. Yeah.
I hear you. You mostly say those things when you want the person to shut up. Right, yeah.
Bet,
the person is just chatting too much and just feel like bet. Fez. Yeah, honestly.
Okay.
Fez. You just told me Fez to shut up now.
I hear you. I think like those are like Gen Z terms.
And okay is kind of a slang to me too though.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It depends on how you use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be very offensive and rude.
Yeah, like okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like you say something longer, I just say okay.
Right, okay.
You just did it now.
Okay. Alright, so I'm gonna be reading out some quotes and you're gonna tell me what you understand by the quotes. I mean, it has to do with AI. Since you guys are like AI masters or gurus.
It has to do with AI.
And tech, and all of that
so
stuff.
So can we pick our phones?
No.
Now?
Okay. Well, you know, because you're going to sing. That's the cry for missing any question on this show this morning, because you guys made me sing.
Okay.
So, success is healing loudly in a quiet world. What do you understand by that?
Success is healing loudly
in a quiet world.
Number one, the world is not quiet, so I don't understand what that means personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like success is the main character here, and it means healing quietly.
So I think, from my understanding,
in a quiet world,
I think is you building silently and then your results speaking for you.
Oh bro, you're too smart. Too smart. I felt that inside of me. That is good. That is really good. That's exactly what it means.
Thank you.
The world is not quiet, I know, but like I think for you to be able to like focus on something, you need to like be in your space.
Yeah.
Some people say head space and whatnot. Like you need to be in that space to like, okay, I need to focus. I mean, there was a Sunday in church my pastor was preaching, and he said something about faith. And he said, oh, faith is everything that everybody claims. Oh, I have faith. But if you're not working on faith, like, be in your closure, like, your room or your space, trying to read about what faith actually means and putting it to work, it might not really work. You're claiming it here does not mean that you're not a Christian, but it might not really work for you. So I feel like before you can actually succeed in something, putting in the work, like hard work, consistency and whatnot, you need to like be in your space, build quietly, build silently, and then when it blows up, everybody's like, oh, is he doing that thing? Oh, is that goodness? Really? I think that's what it means.
Yeah.
So let's go to the second one. Self-life is a strategy, not a weakness.
Yeah. I
mean, you can take your time to think about it. Because you are going to sing. So self-life is a strategy, not a weakness.
Yeah, so it's more like a fake it till you make it, but putting intentionality inside that. Yeah.
You know, I said something about fake it till you make it earlier.
I agree and disagree with that.
So why, it's like as if, let me give an example. You're going to go and meet like a client, for example.
Yeah.
You dress all classy, rent a very good Benz and a very good car to go there. So, I mean, you're expecting soft life.
Creating an impression.
Yeah, exactly. It's a strategy, and I see it as a strategy, and there's not like a what's the other thing? What
weakness.
Do you say? Yeah, it's not a weakness.
I think that can easily be turned into fake life, because when you have to rent a Benz and rent a shiny suit and end up losing the deal and now you're in debt. That's fake life.
No, but like
what I'm trying to get to is there's this podcast I was listening to by Shobi here, and that's one thing that aligns very well with the particular quote. And he said, think of how you want your normal day to be when you're actually successful. Mm-hmm. And yeah, start living like that.
Fair enough.
If you want a soft life, if you want your day to be like, for example, you're a rich person, you have your breakfast early. If that's what you want, like at the end of the day, if you want to have your breakfast late, think of it and act towards that. At the end of the day, what you want, just act it. So it does not have to do with renting a Lamborghini or renting a Benz.
No, like it's still you trying to replicate what you're going to be in the future. Because at the end of the day, it's just business. You take risks, isn't it?
Like building habits, though.
Yeah, exactly. You're building habits, but it's a good one, though. What if you close the deal?
I want to say something.
What if you don't?
About you know the girls that this I think this thing trended with Gen Z. Soft life princess. Oh, I'm just a girl.
See.
It's not a weakness. I just feel like you're manifesting the life you want for yourself.
Yeah, they manifest, but they don't do anything.
Exactly.
Though.
They don't want to
right? Just be sitting down there and you're telling me.
I'm just a girl.
I don't think people are not ready to listen to my opinions this morning. I'm sorry.
Why are you not woken up? I'm just a girl.
Yeah, I'm just a girl.
Why are you not working?
I'm just a girl.
Oh my God.
And that's why you're just jobless.
Sorry.
Oh God, I'm a guy.
Soft life is a strategy, not a weakness. A strategy.
I'm just the girl. What's the strategy?
How do you think these girls are meeting up with the rent and everything? Yeah, by just being a girl and living a soft life.
Don't let me say the things
what
I want to say.
Honestly, say what you want to say. Let's hear it.
No, don't worry. But I agree. But I don't agree at the same time too. Can I say I'm just a girl? Like,
I mean, you're going to say something, though, Daniel.
True. But let's move on to the next question.
I think what this thing is just trying to say is like trying to like give yourself a break, take it easy on yourself is not a weakness. I mean, all work and no rest does not make any sense. In the long run, you burn out.
Yeah.
So I just feel your body needs rest.
Like going vacation.
Yeah. It's part of the strategy. Who knows? Ideas will come that time when you're well relaxed and all stuff. And it's not a weakness. Some people see it as giving themselves a break is like, I'm being weak. I'm not even hustling like my friends are hustling. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. So yeah. It wants me to keep quiet. You just did that.
Actually hear you. Like, I mean,
I don't trust you.
No, I think it doesn't mean you should keep quiet. I hear you. He's like, I get what you're saying.
I'm watching you. Just me and you in the studio. The third one would be work smart so you don't have to work forever. I think that's what you guys are doing, Gen Z. I mean, instead of autopilot last time. Goodness.
That's what we are doing.
That's what we're doing, honestly.
So working smart and not working so you don't have to work forever.
We're
on the same page.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Great.
I think that one was straightforward, didn't it?
Yeah, it was really straightforward.
Yeah.
So, we did the spelling backwards earlier, yeah?
Yeah, spelling forward now.
At least, if you didn't spell them backwards, if you miss it, you could not say you're confused. But now, spelling the one.
Spelling forward now. Since he said he uses AI to spell. We are going to know that whether we know how to spell some Gen Z words or Gen Z terms. Might not be Gen Z, but yeah, English.
Okay.
So the first word will be. These guys are using ChatGPT.
No, we're not now. Sorry.
Goodness is not even listening to me. He's focused on what ChatGPT is about to do for him. Okay, so the first word will be philanthropist.
Daniel.
Good.
Yeah, goodness. Can you get that for us?
Bro is intelligent. This is the second time I'm saying it on the show. that's what they find attractive. Playboy.
I beg, because it's a big English, I don't be saying like you better pass me like what happened.
Nah.
Like, yeah. Daniel's an English here, stop.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're speaking English now. You know what? I'll start to speak in my British accent, you know.
Let's have some of that.
So we'll get to that.
This human being has every qualities of a playboy. It says he's intelligent. So that's what they are attracted to.
Yeah, then not add that smile too.
That devilish.
Yeah. I beg now, like no.
Guy, no worry, you know if you meet that.
Okay, guy.
What do you mean?
Like honestly, I don't want to. Okay, let's go on, please.
Yeah. Yeah, so the next word that will be to goodness. Spell. Why? Relax, it's not that deep. Okay, so we're going to be spelling. There's this word that I used to struggle with when I was in secondary school, and that's what I want you to spell.
So your struggling word is what I'm supposed to spell right now.
Yes. Okay. Why? Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I do.
Onomatopoeia.
I plead the fifth.
You have to spell that word.
I reserve my right for self-incrimination. So. No, I'm not doing that.
You're not spelling onomatopoeia.
What's onomatopoeia? I can't even spell it.
Onomatopoeia. Alright.
Just like how it sounds.
Onomatopoeia, right?
Yeah, he's struggling with AI, ChatGPT. Spell onomatopoeia.
So I should spell onomatopoeia. Right, so please spell onomatopoeia.
Let's see what AI does actually.
So onomatopoeia is O.
ChatGPT speaking, guys.
Matopoeia. Yeah. I went to a good secondary school, guys. Actually.
Oh, that's a lie.
Yeah, yeah, University of ChatGPT.
Then the last one goes to goodness because you're supposed to spell this one and Daniel has studied for
no,
you.
No, ChatGPT did it.
No, I spelled it myself actually.
Okay, ChatGPT has like, done
so
this one
if
for
us. If I can't pronounce it, then how do I know how to spell it?
If you can't spell
like,
it.
Like, don't think about what I just said. Don't worry.
No,
just go
if
on.
You
like,
can't
yeah,
spell
stop.
It, how do you think you can pronounce
don't
it?
Think about what I just said. Just go on.
What if you pronounce it and you can't spell it? Or if you do both?
You guys are so funny. Well, I'll give you a simple word to spell. Goodness.
Oh, no, I'm not using it.
Better. A simple one. Very, very simple.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Spell distraction.
Guy, take it back.
Like you have to spell that thing.
No,
like spell Amdo. Yeah.
Which one is take it back? Me that I'm happy that she give me something.
At least, okay. So that you don't embarrass your crushes out there.
D I S T R A C. C-I-O-S.
We're going on just one musical break. When we come back, we'll continue the show. Thanks. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
The way we move, skin on skin. No separation, need no conversation. Nah, nah, nah. On everything, it's automatic going 0 to 100. Nah, nah. Riding, wishing the wheels would fall off. Time is ticking, it's taking you too long. Right before I decide to go. And like you heard me, only serve it up if you deserve me.
Hold me, love me, hold me.
Like you heard me.
original, girl, you want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, degular.
No.
Pretty for real, I'm pretty for my cellular.
No.
You don't say you're hot.
No.
They never had a pretty girl from Joburg to me now, and that's what they prefer. I don't touch no wheel, cause I got a chauffeur. First class, how I get around the world. Just miss me with the drama, unless you call me with the commas. Or DJ, turn the sound up, cause we bout to pour the rounds up. From Jersey to Ibiza, they say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body banging like speaker. Ooh, sweating on my concealer. Skin tight, no millimeter. And my face can't make him feel weaker. But you know that my body is a healer. Ooh, I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Oh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, up. Jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 dum. Back it up, up. You know I love to make it.
Holy, gotta make a call and I'm here. Don't no wanna know your vibe, oh yeah. Listen to me, I put some carrots in your ear. Make this stitch up, I wanna put it in the ring. Wanna give D, I serve it like a dealer.
Welcome back, guys. Well, if you're just sitting in, it's too late. Because, what have you been doing? Walking. Yeah, I'll just be asking my guests now because we're about rounding up. Like, what would they advise if I'm looking at starting AI or starting something in that line or going into tech or something? I know you guys are like AI gurus, like in terms of what you do.
Yeah, I'll take the word guru out of it.
Okay.
So we don't sound like we're doing something magical. But basically, for my own side of things, if you want to get into the AI space or you want to, like, there's a lot of things you can do with AI, but first things first, you have to know why you're using AI. You have to know exactly for what purpose. So, for example, let me just be very plain. If you want to get into AI, choose, do you want to be doing like prompt engineering, automation? So what exactly do you want to be doing? When you pick a lane, you now find a particular business or a particular industry that you can actually serve it for, so you don't just sound generic and like you're testing out tools.
Yeah.
Because it's the solution that is actually the valuable side of things, not the AI itself.
Daniel, what's one thing you want us to take away with us on this show about Gen Z? Like, one thing.
Okay, one thing I'll say that you can take from Gen Z is, you know, if you're a parent out there and you see your child, you know, doing something that doesn't align with what you've thought of him to do, trust me, believe in him, because he's a Gen Z, and Gen Z's don't back down from fights, you know.
Okay.
Always striving, always pushing it, and the Gen Z is always going to prove people wrong.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Moya, anything you want to tell us before we leave the studio this morning? I mean, your listeners out there, I know you've got a lot of crushes out there.
I hope so. But then, yeah, following what
Goodness
has said and what Daniel has said, to get into the tech space, you should actually just pick a niche and then probably find a mentor. And then to parents, yeah, just believe in your child, really, because
right.
It's greatness. Oh, we are greatness.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for staying tuned with me this morning on Saturday Breakfast Show. And whether you love Gen Z or you're still trying to understand us, one thing you cannot deny is this. We are here, we are loud, we are digital, and we are not waiting for permission. This is our time. Stay bold, stay evolving, stay curious. Like, come your way again next week.
I will.
Okay, stay cheesed up. Bye, guys. Love you.
Let's get the party started. See you at the bar, you was hardly talking. That's when I knew that your heart was scarring. Friends to lovers need a part to star in. Like, wait, babe, let me ask your pardon. This ain't Gucci, this is Prada, darling. If you want something, you can ask me, darling. And you started laughing, cause you think I'm joking. But looking in your eyes, that's the best thing. Bright lights giving you the red skin. You was in a bad mood when we stepped in. Got you checked out before we even checked in. On the phone, you gon' vent to your best friend, the one who gave me the lecture. But I ain't gon' sweat you, babe, I'm a lecture. Catch up with your boy, undress you, and let me tell you why I'm a blessing.
The way my mind falling away in my heart, I know you feel the same way. You're with me, you know I'm tell me when you're ready. I'm ready.
We can get intimate, and we can get intimate. The shower when you're singing it, better than Beyonce. I like the sound of fiance. You know it's got a little ring to it. And really when I think of it, growing up I didn't ever see marriages. No weddings, no horse, no carriages. I wanna do things different and change the narrative. God knows you are a wild child, beautiful child. I need your help. Looking like you come from the 90s by yourself. My mum's 61 and her favourite line to tell her son is, sometimes she wished that she had a girl. I wanna take you back to a time, back to a trip. You had that white wine that I never got to sip. And dinner wasn't ruined cause you never got the pick. I know that everybody tell me that I'm sick cause
it's the way my mind falling away in my heart. I know you feel the same when you're with me. You know I'm all you need. You're where I wanna be. My darling, can't you see? I love me and you. Never let me go. Me and you. I tell me two times. Me and you. Never let me go. Me and you. Tell me two times. Me and you. Never let me go. Me and you. Tell me two times. Me and you. Never let me go. Me and you. Tell me two times.
I said lean with it, rock with it. Your finger, I could put a rock in it.
You my baby, no time, no. And my dog is on probation, another 5 years. We bring girls to his location, no time, no. Send me the location, this year about vacation. Flight catching, train taking, soon as my nigga off probation. Your boyfriend's on a waiting thing, looking for one wish on a Ray J thing. I prayed that girl, outrageous thing, but she can't see cause I got shades and thing. Bare girls wanna throw shade and thing, no shade, what shade is your foundation in? Darkest grey, the shade I'm in, 49 more if your babes wants in. I had me a famous thing, goals and things, gains and things. My house party, a babe station, girls wanna chase, it's a status thing. Send me the location, then I'll be right there. And make her come check you, my babe. No time, no. And my dog is on probation, another 5 years. We bring girls to his location. No time, no. Look, playboy, I don't need a Carty. I'm captain, I lead the army. Bad ratio, I leave the party. Free Somalis, creeping army. Your ex wavy, we tsunami. Girl from India, sweetest Nani. Head so good now, speak Gujarati. You hardly pardon me, I'm laughing again. I assisted, man passed my friend. Look, money like the alphabet. If you wanna see peace, gotta pass on the ends. Came a long way from a park in a Benz to an 18 plate man's park in a Benz. Far from the rest, but I'm far from my best. Life is a lesson, I'm passing a test. Yes, everything blessed. I don't want drama and I don't want stress. My girl got finesse, Caribbean flex. Body and chest, take body and chest. Thank God more, I grew up with less. Just to the right, raps to the left. Arch in the middle, got seed to the death. Batch full of dogs with the 16's vets. If you send me the location, then I'll be right there. And make her come check you, my baby. No time, no. And my dog is on probation, another 5 years. And bring girls to his location. Nigga, I was down by the metal to the top right now. And I could pull a couple grand on my pocket right now. Yeah, I'm so fly, yeah, I'm flying in the rocket right now. And all the games you play never stop right now. I pull up on the block.
block. I see everybody watching, cause it's diamonds on my chain, and it's diamonds on my watch. Money moves, off white shoes, came straight from Virgil Abloh. I've been down, I've been low, had my mattress on the floor. Now we have enough cash building up. Can I ring ring my cellular? We have a big fat split burning up. In a the big black Benz pulling up. Please tell everybody to start pulling up. Enough champagne from the bar coming up. Party hard, make I live my life. Nigga, I was down, but I'm headed to the top right now. And I can pull a couple grand in my pocket right now. Yeah, I'm so fly, yeah, I'm flying in the rocket right now. And all the games you play never stop right now. If you send me the location, then I'll be right there to make her come check you, my baby. No time, no. And my dog is on probation. Another 5 years and bring girls to his location. No time, no.
Desperado, many, many, my amigo, Balotelli, ladies taking me photo, paparazzi, Don Julio, Don Diami, Ego Medo, la ni pesta sao, la asa me trao, la ego Medo, la ni pesta sao, la